Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees.
K-E-8-R-U-H, W-A-R-C-U-Y. Calling? W-A-R-C-Y is clear. K-E-8-R-U-H, K-E-8-R-U-H. W-A-R-C-Y calling. K-E-A-R-U-H. K-E-A-R-U-H. W-A-R-C-Y calling. W-A-R-C-Y is clear. K-E-8-R-U-H from W-8-R-C-Y. Anthony on the road. W-8-R-C-Y is clear.
Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees.
WAVD mobile. WDKLL.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees.
KJO, this is N8WRO, Richmond. Good morning, Tom.
Morning.
Curious if you're going to have time this week. I'm working on the task book for the ARPIS, and last thing I got to do is make a DMR contact. So when you got time, I'd be interested in trying to connect on statewide one.
Okay, I only got half of that.
Punched up the power a little. How about now, Tom? Do you copy?
Yeah, much better. I'm right here just west of Wixom. I'm on the, which one am I in? 175 out of Detroit, so let's see how far this gets me. I'll go ahead and say that again, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Just happened to be talking to Dave over in the 7.2. And when time permits, if you could, I need to make a DMR contact on Statewide 1 for the task book. So whenever time permits, maybe when you're back towards this way, you know, we could join up there.
Yeah, I'll let you know. because right now all I have is my ATV, so got to find a suitable repeater for MI-5. But my mobile is being, whatever it's called, linked and realigned. That's the word I was looking for, realigned.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think I overheard that mobile's in the shop there. Yeah, no, there's no timetable on it. I'm just trying to do it before the 17th, before we have the next in-person meeting. But, yeah, well, you know, I'm listening on 7.2 and FBI, so I'm sure we can do it at some point. I'll have to step outside to give it a try in the HT for statewide one, but hopefully it works. We'll see.
DRO from WAB.
There he is. Go ahead, Wally.
I can do it right now if you want to try it.
All right. Greatly appreciated. I will QSY statewide one. We'll give it a try. I'm going to have to step outside, so it'll be a couple minutes in 8WRO.
Okay, yeah, we can try it. Yeah, Tom's good DMR radio is broken, so I have to get it to the garage. How you doing, Tom?
I am doing as well can be, I guess you can say.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I answered you, but my radio, I got to get used to this. Wherever I have it programmed, wherever it is where it goes to talk. So I was talking back to you on P25 stuff, and I'm like, why aren't they hearing me? And I finally figured it out. So very good. All right, as long as they're high, make sure everything is good and hunky dory. Had an exciting weekend, and tonight I get to go golfing. So looking forward to that.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, mostly cloudy, 66 degrees.
WD8KLL, KFH DRC. WD8KLL, KFH DRC.
KFH DRC. This is KVH-NOR.
Thank you. KFADRC. Go ahead, Dora. And how you doing? Jack, I'm doing well. I may need to swap a battery here. Hang on. K8NOR returning. Go ahead. KFADRC. Anyhow, so how you doing today?
Survived the followed by the storm. So I guess it's just a clear clear of some pressure.
I don't know, you're not sounding good. Maybe change the spot or something, or the antenna.
Maybe. This repeater doesn't like me some days. If it's really bad, we'll leave it go at that. I'll maybe catch you on the other radio.
Oh, you're sounding good now. I don't know what you did, but you're sounding a lot better. Anyhow, what's happening? Long time no talk.
Ah, good old UHF. I literally moved my radio on the desk 2 inches. That's it.
Yeah.
I heard you out there a couple of times, and I was right in the middle of something. I couldn't answer it, buddy. Good to hear you, Jeff.
Well, you're not coming clear, so we'll talk again. And thanks for coming back. Take care. We'll talk again. Maybe some other day. KF8DRC.
KF8DRC, KE8NOR clear.
Hello, Jack, WD8KLO.
Are you sounding good? Great. Good morning, and how are you doing today?
Well, good afternoon, Jack. It's 12:30. We're enjoying this nice, cool weather. How about you?
I was out at the doctor's office, foot doctor. Yeah, you know how they cut your nails at the doctor. And I just came back, and really, it's very nice outside. It's not that hot at all.
Yeah, it's a lot better today for sure. A lot less humidity and a lot cooler. Yep, I'm heading to the doctor tomorrow, I believe. Yeah, tomorrow. So hopefully they got you all taken care of.
Oh yeah, he put a big band-aid there, that way I can walk. I can walk, and no problem to walk, but you know, I get tired and then I gotta sit down. And the feet, you know, with the fingers, it hurts over there, and that's what he did. So.
Well, good deal. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better there. So we are getting ready to go out and trim some shrubs while it's cool out. We're going to get them all trimmed up today.
Right, I got to do the same thing here. Not the shrubs, you know. You know how a small tree comes from the side of the fence? Got to go do that today too. That's why I want to, you know, make sure I can do that today.
Yeah, we've been waiting for a little bit cooler weather to do some work around the house here. So finally, that 90 degree stuff is just too hot. You know, you can't do much work out there in that. But I welcome this cooler weather for sure.
90 degree weather is there's not even wind blowing. So it's, and it's any way you look at it, you can't hardly breathe. I couldn't. I went outside a couple of times and I went inside and it stayed inside the house with the air on.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Jack. It's a little bit patchy when you get out there and try and do a little work and getting busy and everything else trying to do stuff. So I decided, no, I'm just going to wait till it cools off. So it's 67 degrees here right now, so it's perfect.
67 over here. The truck says 75.
Wow, that's quite a bit of difference between, you know, Flint and there. Wow, that's a little bit warmer down your way.
I think they ain't gonna go up to 77 and that's it for today.
Yeah, so I sent you a text. Looks like I'm going to be putting up a wire. A guy's making me an NFED device. And I had a whole bunch of copper wire from my father in the box there, the electrical box that I kept when he passed. And it had some isolators on the end, so I can use them. And I just bought a tuner and a SWR meter and a telescoping pole. So we're on our way. We're going to be doing a long wire here, or an NFED, I should say.
Is that going to be like 80 meter and 160?
Yep, it'll be, well, I'm going to have a separate antenna for 10 meter and 6 meter, I think it is, but the rest of the bands will be covered. Then I bought an automatic tuner and a Daiwa SWR power meter to monitor things.
Now I see what you're saying. You know what I'm going to do? I have that vertical. I took it down, and I replaced the bottom of it where you put the wiring, and I'm going to, those are small, I don't know, they call it the six sections of them. I'm going to replace these and I'm going to put it back.
Yeah, I'm not sure what antenna you're talking about. That the one you have outside on the ground there, or the one you have up in the air?
The one on the ground. I don't know if you're looking at it right now, but it's on the side right now. But that one I bought, that $200 one, is just not doing the job out there. But I like it because it's got 6 meter. And you know what? But it's not doing a good job. I think that's what I'm going to do, put the vertical back.
Okay. Yeah, once I get this system up here and running, I'll let you know. You know, maybe we can do something down your way that, you know, the same thing. But I just ordered all the parts today from DX Engineering, and I'm going to get an amplifier too, but I got to find that.
Make sure you want to call them, you tell them what you got, Yezu, then they'll know, they usually know what they're talking about. But you got to tell them you got a Yezu, that's what you're going to use that amplifier for.
Yeah, I got a buddy up here that's been working with me. Been doing it many years, so pretty much got me the grocery list together and what we're going to do. And he came over and looked at my my property and where my trees are. And we got it all laid out. We just got to get all the parts together.
Good. Well, Greg, I'm on my destination right now, but I'll maybe talk to you later. Good talking to you. Take care. KF8 GRC.
Okay, Jack, good talking with you, my friend. Take care out there. Have a good day, safe day out there, and we'll talk again later. KF8DRC, WD8KLL, we'll be clear.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees.
Who knows why my sirens are blowing?
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly cloudy, 68 degrees.
W8RCY, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. All was good. Appreciate the info, intel. It was none of our truck, too, because that was that's like the first intersection our guys hit after they pull out of our industrial subdivision to work. So I called up the service guy and said, walk over there and check, because it was in walking distance, and he says it's none of his truck. So that was good. So thank you for the intel.
I've known the area since the mid-80s when Satisfaction Limousine moved out there. I know people that live in the trailer park just before you cross over 94. I'm familiar with Rock Church, and I'm familiar with Taub Collision, so I don't know where you are in relationship to that. I just know that's an area you frequent a lot. I know it's in, near where you live. Don't know exactly where you live. I was just concerned, and I just wanted to make sure everything was okay. I do that kind of stuff. I worry about friends, I guess. All right, I'll let you get back to your day. That all is good. W8RCY.
Yeah, right there, that's our office, that industrial complex to the south, because that's right, southeast, there's an industrial complex in there, the very back corner, that's where we're at, so I'm only about 3 miles from there, so you can see the high school from our office. You take care. Thanks for the thanks for caring. It's worth it. That's even a better way to say it. Thanks for caring. Talk to you later. WAVD.
Copy that. WERCY, clear.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly cloudy, 68 degrees.
now to go grab some golf clubs, screw around a little bit, and I think that's it. I have not been there. Maybe tomorrow. That should be tomorrow. I haven't heard much from the doctor today.
I had my doctor on Thursday, and they put a little thing on my chest that stays there for a month.
There you go. Just give me the excitement of knowing what you're going to be doing.
So now I got my personal phone, my work phone, and I got this other phone that's really a phone, it's a monitor. So I hope that's be within 3 feet of the sensor. So I got that stuffed in my pocket.
Oh, put you on one of them 24-hour jobbies?
Yeah, he said 2 weeks up to 4 weeks. I said, well, I know usually 2 weeks usually doesn't do it, so I opted for four. So I'm doing all the way up to the end of the month.
And on your handy radio stuff, go to mess up with it.
No, it's Bluetooth, and so no, it doesn't do anything. Well, so far I haven't skipped a beat on that aspect. I certainly got my key up. We'll see what happens after the test. Just want to see why I'm getting all these flutters and everything else like that.
Yeah, he's going to tell you no more radio.
That won't happen.
W-8-B-D. In case I didn't say that. Other than that. Not too much. So, all been good. All been quiet. Had a fun weekend. I cut the grass a little bit this afternoon when I was home. And that was about it.
Yeah, Saturday I dropped the wife's truck over at the neighbor's so you can replace the wheel pump, which should have only taken a couple hours, but it took more than a couple hours because, one, the rotor was seized on the hub, and two, the hub being an original equipment, that was a little bit of a pain in the rear to get off, but he got it and put it all back together. I got to reset the sensors.
There you go. Hey, sir. I took the wheel down and landing, so chat with you a little bit later. Appreciate you driving on. Of course, which I will throw my phone. There you go.
Sounds like a plan. I'll get back to you later. 73 on the slip. KKO.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly sunny, 68 degrees.
Test 1, 2, test.
computer, KTNS-15.
Where else would I be?
Yeah, I just wondered, this one, you probably already know, but this one, the audio seems a little bit lower than the rest of them.
Okay. I better check that. This is a different radio. Check what the deviation said.
Yeah, I just noticed with most of the people on this one, I got the radio volume cranked all the way, and it's just a little bit lower than the other ones that it's linked to, just by the way, you know.
Oh, you mean in general or just me right now? Hold on, let me talk on the other radio here. Testing 1, 2, 3. Does it sound about the same?
Yeah, it's about the same, so I don't think it's your radio. Like I said, it's other people too.
Okay. We checked the audio levels before and seemed to be pretty comparable. I could boost it up a little bit.
Not a big deal. But yeah, other than that, man, this one's a lot better than what you had up before, because I can carry this one almost to Flint.
You know, this one is a working amplifier, which the other didn't, really.
All right, I'll let you get back here. I'm just about home here, in case you had a bit too.
All right. Very good. Yeah, I'm just checking the audio level here. AB8PR.
WAPD mobile.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy, 69 degrees.
NABDF.
Good evening, Dakota, W8RCY.
How we doing, Donald?
Well, I have some bad news. You may have to pause for a moment of silence, but the computer died. It overheated, and it melted some buttons inside across the top, and the security lock on it that I tried to remove by hand would not come off at all. A little bit of the pliers. It kind of like twisted off in such a way that it was melted into place. So it overheated and died. And I'm going to be in need of another computer, and I'm slowly working on it.
Wow. I've never heard of one actually melting buttons. Was it on the power? It had to have been on the power supply because the battery was shot. Was the lid shut? What happened?
My power down routine is always the same, and I shut it down on Saturday night, the same way I always do, and I close the lid. And when I went to turn it on this morning, I saw that the power button at the top left corner and two of the buttons off to the side on the same plane there in the upper right-hand corner were kind of like sunken and melted in, and I said, uh-oh. And I looked underneath, and the vents underneath were clogged like with dust, and which is rare, And it just overheated, I guess, and died. And like I said, I went to take the little stud off of it for the security lock thing when you hook a cable to it. That is only hand tight. It's not, you know, cranked down with a wrench or anything. It's just thumb screwed tight. Couldn't get it off. Took a pair of pliers to it, and the thing just, like, the whole corner of the computer, not the whole corner, but like about a quarter-sized corner of the counter just came twisting off like it was melted plastic. And I said, well, this one's done. But I just thought I'd let you know that I do thank you and I do appreciate the salvage attempt. And I got, what, about 2 months out of it after you last fixed it, maybe more, three. And thank you. And like I say, you don't have to send flowers or anything like that. It's just sitting here in the corner right now. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but it's going to obviously get scrapped. But yeah, it passed away probably sometime between Saturday night and Monday morning.
Well, rest in peace, dinosaur computer. I'd say that thing had a pretty darn good run. So what do you have your eye on now? Are you looking new? Are you looking refurbished? There's a company online called Backmarket, and they have refurbished Lenovos, which I would recommend if you're sticking with Windows. Very, very, very inexpensive for some relatively good spec PCs, and parts are readily available for repair.
What's the name of it again so I can write it down?
Back, Bravo Alpha Charlie Kilo Market.com. I'm pretty positive that's what it is. I've looked at several PCs on there. I mean, you could get, like, depending on if you want a 10-key hub to a screen, but I was looking at, like, Lenovo T470Ss, 480Ss, and they were, like, $200.
Okay, backmarket.com. And, yeah, Lenovo is what I want to get. I haven't had a Lenovo in years. And this one that I got, the HP, I got with when I got my internet and all I have here is internet and Wi-Fi. And when I signed up for it, of course, you get the old fart senior citizen discount. And you can get a computer for like $120. And like I said, it's an old dinosaur. It lasted me a good 11 years. Can't complain. Got 2 more months out of it, 3 months, whatever. And, yeah, it was a great computer, and, Lenovo's what I'm going to be looking at. Thanks for the tip.
That's a good run for any computer, any piece of technology, really. Just make sure when you're shopping the Lenovo's, don't get the consumer-grade ones. You want it to come with a pro version of Windows. That's usually indicative that it's a enterprise-grade PC. And the reason I say that is they're a little bit more modular, a little bit more rugged. They're built for the end user. That's what I buy. I buy tons of them every year. We deploy them. They don't die, and if they break, notice I said break, not die, they're pretty easy to repair, pretty inexpensive. So the T-Series are a good way to go, and you're going to find them relatively inexpensive because there are so many from corporate turnover. They phase out. Also, I would check with Anthony. He may be able to get his hands on a nice Lenovo as well for a really good price.
I sent Sean this morning a text to give my phone number to Anthony and have him get back to me. I have not heard anything. Sean's probably been busy all day. Don't even know if he got the message forwarded or what, but I'll give it a couple days. If I don't hear back from Anthony, I will definitely look at this Backmarket site and see what I can find. Want about a 15-inch, 16-inch is too big. It won't even fit in my gear bag. But a 15-inch, something I put in my gear bag or my laptop, or not my laptop, my backpack will hold a 15-inch as well. So, but, yeah, like I say, it got the time I got out of it, and, it was due, and, I'm just grateful for you and the time you put in to give me that little bit of extra time.
Well, I'm happy to have helped. I'm glad I got you a little bit more life out of it before it finally kicked the bucket. And if you off-air, if you want to set a budget and text me what you're looking for, I can do some digging around, too, and see what I can come up with. You because depending on the budget, sometimes it does benefit to buy new. Like, I got my wife a really, really, really nice Lenovo Yoga with a AMD 1TB 16 gigs of RAM for, like, it was a sale for, I think, $500 or $600. Now, like I said, if you want to text me off air, let me know your budget. That might be more than you're looking for, but they're out there, especially the Lenovo's. I think it's the best bang for your buck.
Well, I don't want to go over $1,000 for anything. You know, that's pretty much my cap. That's why I was looking at new Lenovo's on Amazon just to get a ballpark figure. Like I said, I'm just in the window shopping phase right now to see what's out there and how much it's going to cost, that kind of thing. And I just want something good. I want something that's up to date, mission critical, business type stuff. But I'll get back to you. Give me, like I said, a couple of days. I'm still, I guess you could say I'm in mourning, boo-boo, because it's only been about, about 12 and a half hours since I, you know, tried to turn it on and there was just no life. I didn't even try CPR.
It's never fun losing a piece of kit, but it is fun shopping for a new one, so you have that to look forward to, at least. And I would say $1,000 is way more than you really need to spend in today's day and age. You can get a heck of a lot of computer for $1,000.
Oh, yeah, I can maybe get two or three, but, you know, I don't need one in every room. This apartment's only 755 square feet. So the one in the living room would be just fine, and I don't usually take my laptop with me in the bedroom. I kind of like to have a no electronics rule in there. My bedroom's my bedroom. You know, music's in the living room. Got a corner for my desk and things like that. So, one will be enough. But when I spend money on things, I kind of like, you know, even when I shop for radios, $1,000 is kind of like my limit, and I just go from there. And if it's a little bit more and it's not overly more, then, yeah, that's one thing. But, my Motorola's, when I got them back in 2019, new in the box, new old stock, XPR 7550Es, $565 apiece. So I can't complain about that. And I ended up getting three of them, four of them, actually. I bought three at once, and then I bought a fourth one later.
NADDF. I've been perusing the Motorola's. Nothing has jumped out at me where I can say, yeah, I'm going to spend that much money. I did just order an ICOM ID50, so that's the route I went. I was shopping for another HT, but that's not to say a Moto's out of the question. I still would like to get my hands on one someday, but it's got to do more. Based on where I live, it's got to do more than what a Moto's going to do for me. For the money. So, but I wouldn't mind a mobile. So I've been looking at them. I'm learning about them. I've never dabbled.
W8RCY. I just got a message back from Sean. I guess he's under the weather, but he did send a message to Anthony. So, Sean, if you're listening, I hope you feel better. And I'll be expecting to hear from Anthony probably in a few days or so. But like I said, I'm in no hurry. I have a decent working tablet. I have a tablet that's a really nice Lenovo, but it's designated for IMSA. I can't use it for anything other than IMSA because it's like proprietary, and I'm not even able to shoot pictures of the WeatherTech girls with it. So anyhow, so that's pretty much what's going on here. And did you have a nice 4th of the July holiday weekend?
Good old mobile device managers taking all the fun away. We went up north. It was the weekend. We went up Thursday, came back Saturday to avoid the ridiculous traffic that I saw yesterday, so I'm glad we did that. But laid low, hung out at our parents' cottage, and that's about it. Did you get out, go anywhere?
No, this is one of the rare weekends I stayed home. Significant other and I are having a few issues, but I could have gone up there, but I didn't want to create any tension or anything like that. So I just decided to stay home. And her parents live up in Forester, right there on Lake Huron, so it's nice up there. And I've been up there a bazillion times. But in a way, it was nice to stay home, did some house cleaning, and just basically chilled. And I ate a lot of food, but I haven't done that in a while. And, yeah, I'm kind of looking at myself in the mirror this morning, and it's like, oh, this does not look good. But, hey, indulge once in a great while. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, well, I'll let you go. Good hearing from you. And, again, thanks for all that you did with the old HP. Now I got nothing to play my music on because the CD thing is gone now, too. So I guess when I get a new computer, I'm going to have to buy a separate CD thing to play my music with. But it's all good, unless I buy a new Bose system. But, we'll see what happens. I appreciate your time. Have a good afternoon. Safe travel the rest of the way home, and good hearing from you. We'll catch up with you later. W8RCY.
All right, Donald. Good hearing from you. I'm sure I'll talk to you later this week. And, again, if you got any questions, shoot me a text. I'm more than happy to help you out. N8BDF. I'll be standing by for a bit here.
One last thing. If you still have my cell number, I don't have your phone number anymore, so if you can text me it, I'd appreciate it, because I don't have it. I don't know what I did with it.
Yep, I'll shoot you a text right now.
Okie dokie. Again, thank you. Catch you later. W8RCY.
Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly cloudy, 69 degrees.
WDAKLO.
KF8EID on HT, radio test.
Please, the call was KF8EID, this is W8RCY, heard you coming in loud and clear. The radio volume was turned down, but from what I heard, you sounded just fine. W8RCY.
Thank you for coming back. What was your call sign again?
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Charlie, Yankee.
Thanks again, W8RCY73.
Not a problem. Bill's in the mail. You'll receive it in a couple days. Just kidding. Have a good afternoon.
W8FU, ADAPFK. W8FU, W8FU, this is ADAPFK.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees.
Thank you.
WAFU? WAFU, 8DEFK calling. W8FU, W8FU, 88FK calling.
W8DB Richmond, Mobile.
You play it better than me?
We part the course.
Is that with your CB cam?
Nope, straight up. It was a scramble. My son, myself, and my 6-year-old grandson. We parted.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we had a good time. So, great night, no sun, perfect temperature, 70 degrees. So, all comfortable. Feels kind of good to go home after golfing and not sweating. So, that's good. We had a good time.
And I stopped by a friend from years ago at her parents' house, or at her mom's house, and they're moving out of the house, so fixed the computer and helped them put some stuff in a truck for her. She's like 90.
Oh, that was nice of you. Oh, look, we got a new no turn on red sign here on Main Street in Division.
Traffic signal.
Yeah, well, I've never seen this big, bright, white LED sign that says no turn on red. This means you.
Yeah, I guess the township or I guess people in the township are pushing for a traffic signal right there at your subdivision in the county line.
Slow down my subdivision, and by driving, they need to slow down county by county line, so I could understand that. I mean, it's just unbelievable what's happened here. You know, everybody starts migrating north, they bring their habits with them. And, yeah, I agree with all of that.
I know county line's like 55 from, Richmond all the way into 26, and actually all the way down to 23, I believe, isn't it? Well, if you got signs that say 25 or signs that say slow children, you know, people should adhere to the speed limit. Like I said, in Memphis, we got one patrol officer that he'll give you a little bit of a leeway, but, you know, he'll warn you first couple times. If you continue to do it, then he's going to start putting points on your license for not obeying.
Oh, very good. I didn't know Memphis has got their own police department.
Absolutely. We got the chief is full-time, and the three officers are part-time. And two of them I know, or one of them I know, rotates between Memphis and Armada, and the other one I think rotates between Memphis and Richmond.
That commercial house in Richmond, that's pretty good, too. We go there once in a while.
I've been there a couple of times. It's not too bad. I usually go to Ken's. You know, I know the owner, so I kind of throw my money in their pockets when I can.
There you are. You're a team player. You heard Sean at all today on the radio?
I haven't heard him. I've been on and off of it most of the day, you know, trying out 175 when I'm on the west side.
Usually you hear him during the course of the day. He's been kind of quiet, so I hope everything's good.
He actually took a week's vacation and is relaxing. What's a good, a good whiskey and a nice tofu?
There you go. I had a stogie for the first time in a long time last night, so, or Saturday night, I should say. So, it's pretty good, so. All right, dude, I'm going down St. Clair Drive. I'm going to let you go. You be good. I'll chat with you in the morning.
I'm good. Enjoy the evening while it lasts. I have a little bit more before I get home, but I'll see you on the flip. 73 at KCKJL.
W8BD.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 64 degrees.
KF8CWS.
KD8MJD.
Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 60 degrees.